This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Remember, we're giving away Caps tickets for game one of their series against the Hurricanes in the 8 o'clock hour, and once again in the 9 o'clock hour. So stay tuned for your chance to win tickets to go see the Capitals. Mm-hmm. Switching over to the Washington Commanders, some video came out over the weekend of the Eagles draft room, their war room, led by Howie Roseman. And he had a conversation with Adam Peters. Now, you're only going to hear the one side of it, but it is interesting. Let's play this audio from the NFL draft. This is before the Commanders drafted Josh Connerly Jr.
How many picks are we in? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
We have the sixth guy.
We have the sixth player.
We have the sixth guy.
Oh, we got six guys.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, buddy. How we doing? Yeah, it's a tradition. I feel like we should keep it even short. Any interest in a small move back? Let's see. He said there's an in-division tax. He really didn't want to do a trade with me.
With the 29th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Josh Connerly Jr.
Here we go.
Tackle, Oregon.
Still okay. Connerly.
It's a great pick.
Yep. So obviously they condensed it, but Roseman calls Peters and says it's a tradition. I figure we should keep doing trades. Any interest in a small move back? Adam Peters says there's an in-division tax. He wants to up the ante on what Roseman is willing to give.
No. I didn't even bother to get to that point.
Yeah. Well, maybe there was more discussion, but it's edited.
Yeah.
So, and then you just kind of hear him like, hey, he doesn't want to make a deal.
I'm sure Roseman asked him, all right, what's the tax? And Peters probably gave it to him. He didn't like it. So they
decided
backed out.
To move on. Yeah. Just wait.
And they really wanted Jihad Campbell, the linebacker. And Buffalo was in between Washington and Philly. And Buffalo didn't take him. So they ultimately got who they wanted.
Mm-hmm. Peter says that there were multiple offers to trade back. I know that Cakes thought that was going to happen, either the first or their second pick, that they would trade to acquire more picks. Didn't happen. Do you think it should have happened? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, I think it was a good draft choice. Could they have gotten another offensive lineman if they traded back and acquired another pick, which might have been helpful? Maybe.
Okay. I'm perfectly comfortable with their decision-making process. I think oftentimes we get caught up in, you got to trade back. You only got five picks. You know, the conventional wisdom stuff. They know who they had. If their board wasn't playing out a certain way, I'm sure they would have traded back. They wanted to get this guy or somebody else, you know, that they had there in their top two or three. I love it. I trust them. I don't think they had to trade back because they did such a good job in free agency. The only area where you could look back at it now from afar after we're a couple weeks, and we knew it at the time, is the only area they really didn't address is edge rusher. Mm-hmm. And so they're either going to find out different ways to trick up the rush to get to the quarterback, or they're going to sign some guy, some veteran in free agency and hope to help that unit out. But they had the flexibility to do what they did. I love what they did. They got two first-round picks. They really did in Trey Amos and Connerly. So I'm perfectly fine with them staying where they were.
Yeah, it seems like they just love the players that were there and that were available to them at 29 and 61. So they didn't feel the need to move back and accumulate extra picks. Mm-hmm. And from what Peters is saying, they didn't expect Amos to be there at 61. And the fact that he was there, they didn't want to mess around with it. They said, okay, he's here. We're going to take him. And they felt fortunate that he made it that far to them at 61.
Well, I listened to Jay this morning as I was driving in, talking specifically about Amos.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what's not to like? That guy's got everything you want. He's got sub 4.4 speed. He's 6'1". He could play man. He could play zone.
Yep.
He's long. He literally could do it all. Now, who knows what will happen? But, I mean, he's got all the characteristics that you're looking for, and he fell to him in the second round. So, I'm okay with it. It would have been nice, maybe, if they would have had more picks. But what's the difference if you get an extra six-round pick? I don't know. I don't think it's that big a deal.
I have faith in the brain trust of Adam Peters and his minions.
Based on who they took, the Eagles took, and who they wanted, they would have gotten Connerly either way.
They might have, yeah, because I'm not sure a lot of people would have taken Connerly as high as they did.
I don't think Buffalo took a DB in the first round, so I don't know if maybe they were targeting Connerly. I have no idea, but chances are they would have, if they traded back to 31, they would have got Connerly anyway.
Yeah, yep, you could make
that
argument.
And got an extra pick.
You could make that argument. So maybe they botched I'm comfortable with them. It's always kind of a gamble. You never know what's going to show up, right? I think they decided it wasn't worth the gamble.
But of course, they've traded with each other before because they traded Dotson to Philly.
Yeah, I don't think he's afraid to do it.
No,
I do actually like that he said that there's a tax, the division tax, because he was asked about it before the draft. Would you make a deal with somebody in your division? He's like, oh, yeah, we'll make a deal with anybody.
Uh-huh.
But now, some people have interpreted it might be a joke.
I think he's somewhat
that
joking.
He said that, but look, they weren't willing to make a deal. That is for sure.
And by the way, that Dotson deal is looking better and better because Philly did not pick up his fifth-year option. So that looks even better the further you get away from that deal.
Yeah. Speaking of deals, this is from David Harrison, Commander's Wire. Could the Commanders still trade for Bengals star defender Trey Hendrickson? And Trey Hendrickson has not signed his extension with the Cincinnati Bengals. And there continue to be some rumors that he'll be traded, although I was reading a story that says that there are good vibes that probably he will re-sign with the Cincinnati Bengals for as much as $30 million a year. But Harrison goes through it, and just logically, they don't have that much to trade except for future picks.
Yeah. Right. But he might be worth that. He might be worth future picks.
Now, the one guy you could throw in there, and I don't know why the Bengals would really want him because he's a big money guy, is Daron Payne.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's going to knock down your door for Daron Payne at this point. He's been, frankly, a bit of a statistical disappointment.
Well, two seasons ago, he was good. Last season, not as good.
Yeah.
He's kind of MIA lately, as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, I thought that clip was very interesting also. But again, I'm not afraid to criticize the home team at all. And I think that they whiffed on Lattimore. And I think maybe
we're going to find out this year.
We'll find out.
It seems like if you had to say right now, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, he missed a bunch of games.
Yeah.
Then he comes back for the New Orleans game, and the four games of the regular season were underwhelming, and the playoffs were underwhelming.
I have to chalk a lot of that up to injury. Now, if he looks the same in 2025 as he did once he arrived,
then
here,
he's washed.
Then you have to start thinking that was a bad deal.
But let's give him a chance because you just didn't see him enough.
I will give him a chance, but I'm just saying, if I had to put my stake in the ground, I'd say whiff. But that's okay.
I mean, a lot of people probably would agree with you.
Yeah.
And then they went out and drafted a corner.
And I also, I don't like that we lost Jeremy Chinn.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that was a significant loss. I thought he was an impactful player. But who knows?
Can't keep everybody.
Can't keep everybody.
They went out and got Will Harris. So let's just see. I think Lattimore will have a better year. I'm not going to say he's going to have a huge year. I don't have that much faith, but I think he's going to be much better than he was last year. which isn't saying much.
Yeah, I mean, if he was hurt, why did he play? Like, is that why he was looked so slow? Because to me, he looks slow.
Well, he probably played because he's a gamer and he felt like he was okay enough to play.
I felt like he hurt.
Might
the
not
team.
Have been 100%. I'm felt sure like, he wasn't 100%.
I don't know if he hurt the team because he was taking the role of guys who were getting torched all the time. So you just kind of slid guys down the depth chart that you didn't want to see on the field anyway.
Yeah.
His first game was the Saint game, correct?
Yes.
He had, I think like his second game was the game where they didn't even challenge him. And you're like, oh, okay. But then the next week they challenged him or whenever it was, and they kind of
The Philly game, he got crushed.
He had a lot of penalties too.
Yeah, he just grabbed people left and right. And that's because your feet aren't right, as far as I'm concerned. Watch it from my couch, Cakes.
Physical, though. Physical and fiery.
He's a physical guy, yeah, but I need you to be able to keep up. I can't have you grabbing the receiver all day.
Yeah, need some actual coverage.
Yeah.
Benjamin St. Juice took the baton and passed to Marshawn Lattimore for guys getting bitched by the fans.
Very little difference.
I mean, the guy's 28 years old. He's a young pup. I'm sorry. He's got a lot more football in him.
Unless he's damaged goods.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
You know,
that's the caveat.
Guys missed a bunch of games the last few years.
Those guys
don't typically just miraculously all of a sudden start playing 60. Although Zach Ertz did. Zach Ertz kind of was in that role. Now Zach is a little older, but Zach was kind of in the same vein. Banged up. Came here all of a sudden, seemingly got healthy.
Are you disappointed, though, that it seems like the Trey Hendrickson thing is going to die down and he's not coming to Washington? Never bought in.
The only time I thought that maybe something might happen is when we had Nikki Jabala on right before the draft, and that was her big, like, we kind of put her on the spot.
Her bold prediction.
She said, make a prediction. Mm-hmm. And she said, she kind of panicked and said, they trade for Trey Hendrickson. I'm not sure she was fully convinced, but... That was the only, I was like, wow, she's close to the, you know, she kind of knows what's going on here. If she thinks it might happen, then maybe there is some smoke here. But I never was of the mindset, oh, yeah, we're definitely going to trade for him. Because Cincinnati, I don't know why I believe him because everyone lies, but they're like, we ain't trading him, and why would they?
Yeah, we're going to work out another deal.
Sit out?
And most of the time that would happen before the draft happens or on the day of the draft.
Yeah.
Like, once the draft is passed, is this really like an ideal time to pull off a move of that caliber? I guess if you're willing to deal a future pick, it doesn't really matter, but that doesn't really help Cincy. That doesn't help Cincy in the short term.
Right.
To get a 2025 or 2026 pick now.
Right.
At this point.
It does feel like the opportunity.
I feel like that ship has sailed on Trey Hendrickson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. You can also text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Remember, coming up in the next hour, we'll give you a chance to win some Caps tickets. We're doing that in the 9 o'clock hour as well. Game 1 tickets, Caps Hurricanes here on the Junk.